Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now joining us is a longtime coach, does a phenomenal job for Westwood One, and that is PJ Carlissimo, kind enough to join us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, broadcasting from Phoenix, the site of the Final Four. Coach, always great to see you. How are you?
Good to be with you guys. It's always great. The Final Four, it's always great. I'm liking this Final Four. Obviously, I like the teams, and I appreciate ESPN lets me go. I do NBA most of the year, and they give me these 3.5 weeks off to work with Westwood One, and it's my college fix. I love it.
Let me ask you, because we opened up the show talking about Bronny James, who announced today that he's going to enter the NBA draft, but he's still going to leave the options on the table for a return to college, and he's hitting the transfer portal as well. Since you've had the college background as a coach and also the pro background, what would you kind of advise him right now? Do you think he's ready to go to the NBA and stick through with this?
No, he's not ready to go to the NBA right now, but, you know, it doesn't matter if a team – very few of the guys are. We're taking kids in the NBA now that you would have never taken in the past, but it's just you're betting on their upside. They're too young. It's one of the biggest challenges of coaching in the NBA right now. There's so many guys coming in that are not ready to play in the NBA, and I'm not saying that college is the be-all and end-all, but, I mean, the guys in the past that played 2 or 3 years at college, particularly at a – you know, real competitive place. It's not the same, whether it was the G League now or, you know, the Ignite are not there. Or, you know, guys have come in. Don't get me wrong. There's exceptions. Guys come, you know, come out of playing in Australia, playing internationally. But, like, when you see a guy like Luka come over, or when you see the, you know, Nikola Jokic, this guy's been playing professionally for so long. Bronny's he's a great body. He really knows how to play basketball. I'm a fan of Bronny's. It was a tough year this year. USC, the team, had a tough year. Bronny didn't have a tough year. Andy Enfield's not a good coach. He's an excellent coach. Preseason, we all thought. I do Pac-12 Network also. I should say Pac-12 Network also. But everybody thought USC would be one or two in the league with the guys they had returning, plus the, you know, Collier, Bronny, the guys they brought in, and it just didn't work out. So it was a tough year for him. If somebody feels that Bronny is going to be as good as he can be, and that his upside is really significant, because he looks like a man already. He's a young guy.
What do you think his upside is?
Well, I think there's no limit to his upside. He's going to continue to work. I mean, I don't know if he can work as hard as his father works. There's been very few in the history of our game that works, takes care of his body, and does the things that LeBron does to excel. It's not an accident LeBron James is as great a player as he is. He deserves everything because he works at it, takes better care of his body, and is so committed to being the best basketball player in the world. Can Bronny follow that? I don't know. If some team feels, hey, this is legitimate, LeBron wants to play with Bronny. If we draft Bronny, we got a chance to see these two guys together. That's putting, you know, Bronny on the side for a second. But, I mean, Bronny is not somebody who can't play in the NBA. He just hasn't had the chance to show what he's capable of now. And it's good that he can sample, you know, that he's going to be able to go through even workouts with NBA teams, go into portal, maybe stay at USC. With Mus, I don't, you know, you got a former NBA coach that's there that would be a great guy to be able to coach him, or maybe he goes somewhere else where he thinks he's got a better opportunity to play. I think, you know.
What do you think about this? How about Duquesne? Because the Drew Joyce III connection. I've been floating this out ever since we had Drew on the show 2 days ago before we even found out about the portal with Bronny.
Well, there's no question. I mean, that you know, such a great coach. There's the connection is there. There's no question. I think Seton Hall, fresh off an NIT championship, I think Seton Hall would be a great
Shaheen Hall. Excellent.
I get Shaw on the phone right now. I'm sure he could find a place for him. But Bron has said it best. Bron said, "Hey, he's a man. He's going to make his own decision. Well, is he going to talk to LeBron? Of course he's going to talk to LeBron. He's going to talk to the family. He's going to talk to Rich Paul and his advisors. I think he'll make the right decision. But I think literally it can go down three paths, and it remains to be seen. But he is a better basketball player than people have seen so far. He has great, great instincts. I love his passing, his defense, the reads he makes. If he chooses to stay in college, I think people are going to see more what he's capable of.
Coach PJ Carlissimo here with us for a few more moments. With the four teams remaining, so you have obviously UConn is the team to beat, and then you look at Alabama, NC State, and Purdue. Will any of those three teams give UConn a game from now until the end of Monday night?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be surprised if there's good games. I don't think UConn can continue to dominate. When you get to a Final Four, you get four teams that are playing, as UConn was last year. People forget, UConn wasn't a number one seed, wasn't a juggernaut when they came in. And I happen to have all six of their games. I was in Albany for the first round when they beat Iona, and I can't remember who they beat. I think Indiana. I forget who they beat in the second round. And then we had them when they beat Arkansas and Gonzaga in Las Vegas in the West Regional, and of course the two games in Houston. It wasn't expected. Those six games, they were far and away the best team in the country at this point last year. They've been that most of this year, but so has Purdue and so has Houston. They were the three best teams all year. There's a chance we're going to get two number ones to play. Now, they both have games on their hands tomorrow, but I mean, we could end up with a one versus a one, Purdue versus UConn. But NC State, I was with them in Dallas last week. Their backcourt just took Marquette and Duke's backcourt out of the game, and they both have exceptional backcourts. I think if they can do that and really slow down Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer, that's, you know, you're not going to do much with Zach Edey. But if they can really, you know, impact Purdue's backcourt, then NC State has a shot. They're defending as well as anybody in the country right now. They've won nine straight elimination games. They're capable, and they really believe that they're capable. And Alabama is very talented. Nate Oates is not a good coach. He's a great coach. And one of the things I like, Zach, that really impresses me, you got three guys that coached double-digit years in high school. You know, Nate Oates at Romulus High School, Danny 1 year at St. Anthony's and then at St. Benedict's Prep, and Kevin Keats at Hargrave Academy. You got three guys who spent double-digit years coaching in high school, and even Matt Painter didn't coach in high school but spent 11 years before he got to Purdue at Washington and Jefferson, at Eastern Illinois, at Southern Illinois. So I love the dues, if you will, and the sharpening that these four guys did before they got these great opportunities at these great schools now. So I'm really happy for them that they're here, three of them for the first time, Danny for the second time, and I hope the games live up to the hype.
Well, hey, if they don't live up to the hype, I think the women's will, because the women's game has been unbelievable.
We're
going
to watch tonight for sure, no question about that.
Yeah, so can't wait to see Caitlin Clark go up against Orema and UConn. Anyway, Coach, always great to see you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Great being with you. Thank you very much.
He is PJ Carlissimo. It is the Zach Gelb Show, Coast to Coast on CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a timeout. When we come on back, Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard going to be joining us on the show. We'll come on back from Phoenix in a few moments.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.